The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios, KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Well, today's Thursday. It would be Trish, but Trish is still off. And hoping that we'll get her back here very soon. So good morning, everybody. Thursday, the 15th of February, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Christine's at the helm. Good morning there.
Very good morning.
My Ukrainian princess warrior. Hey. We're on a time schedule today. So today the weather is going to be a high of 46. I'm sorry. Today.
46, I guess.
Nah, that can't be right. It's going to be 53 with a low of 46. They changed around our weather our weather company here in their handout. But today rain, tomorrow cloudy, chance of rain. But Saturday and Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all have good chances of rains with the highs in the 50s and lows in the mid 40s. So until you get to next Friday, where it's just cloudy, warms up and then gets cooler. So not a lot different. We're just going to be seeing kind of like what we saw yesterday the whole time. So weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated. Propane's the same. We all know that. It's the customer service that makes the difference, and that's Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family. Veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got all types of things that can help people. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Scott Seaton from the Northern California. No.
North State.
Symphony. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Carl?
Now, somebody's dropped the blinds on the other side. They expect another rock to come through. I don't like that. That's why it's dark in here. I didn't even notice that. How are you? It's been a while.
It's been a little bit.
Are we kicking off?
Well, this is our first of the year.
First of the year.
Second
right.
of the season.
Second of the season. That's right. You were here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what's it going to be?
Well, this time around we have the Mozart Requiem. So, it's one of the big iconic pieces, and it's a piece I've been wanting to do for quite a little while now. So I'm happy to bring it to the North State. And, you know, anyone who's seen that famous movie Amadeus, you know, where Mozart sitting on his deathbed writing the Requiem, and then it, of course.
You know what? I saved it. I've got that. You know, it's not a DVR. It's, you know, whatever they do, you can save it, a million movies. It's on there.
Good.
And I was starting to watch it the other day, and I didn't get to it. So but now, Amadeus.
Yeah, Amadeus, you know, tells the story of Mozart and, you know, a life that was all too short. You know, he died when he was 35, but left a lot of great music, including the Requiem, which, you know, was played at his...
Oh, my gosh. You know, an incredibly intense light that burnt out quick.
Very quickly, yeah. I mean, for a guy who wrote his first opera when he was 8 years old, first symphony at age 12, I mean, but the Requiem is one of those pieces, you know, where he really is able to transcend word and music. It's kind of, for a lot of people, the height of that time period, or the height of like music as a whole. So, just very powerful music paired with, some Bach. We're having our concertmaster Terry Bond and our principal oboe Susie Lundberg play the Bach double concerto. And then we're also doing a shorter piece to begin the concert by George Walker, who wrote a piece when he was a student at Curtis in Philadelphia called Lyric for Strings, which really put him on the map. So it's going to be a nice little program this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, Bach, Mozart, local guy. Are you kidding? Now, tell us when's it going to be?
Well, it's going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Cascade Theater with a 1 p.m. pre-concert talk. And I also have to say...
2 p.m. with the 1 o'clock pre-concert. And my friends, first of all, it's just a great... It would be a great afternoon. But be there at 1 o'clock because Scott explains everything.
Yeah, I'll chat about the music. You'll have a chance to meet a couple of the soloists. You know, one of the other special things about this concert is the Mozart Requiem is such a big piece. You know, we're partnering with four amazing soloists from all over Northern California. I think one is not in California anymore. But also, it's a pretty sizable chorus from Simpson, from Shasta College, and from Butte College in Chico. And there's going to be, you know, quite a few people on stage. So it's really an event that is not to be missed, especially if you haven't experienced this iconic masterwork like the Mozart Requiem live.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I have anything going on. So I may have to score a ticket so I can sit there.
Absolutely.
And enjoy this. Wow. Mozart, huge chorus. Are you kidding? And it's going to be raining. What are you going to do?
Well, it's there
yeah,
for
come inside and watch the symphony.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's, you know, it's the magic of the Cascade Theater. You got to go, bring your friends, family.
How do you get tickets for this?
You can go to the Cascade Theater box office, or you can go online at northstatesymphony.org, and it'll point you in all the right directions.
Okay, wow. So, how many people are going to be participating in this?
Well, the chorus, I believe, is about 70-ish, and then the orchestra is right around 55 or 60. So
70-person chorus.
Yeah, plus four soloists, so it's a packed little stage.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Jeez. You still burn with this, don't you? When I say burn, I mean your enthusiasm is still so much there. And we've watched you for how long now?
Oh, geez. You know what? Next year will be my 10th season.
Yeah. Now, you don't realize how much you've changed in that 10 years. Yeah, I mean...
Carl, do I look that much older?
Well, no, you still like you're 12. But you look like you were 11, okay?
Yeah.
When you first came on here, and you were... so exuberant, and I thought, oh, here's this guy. He just burns with the music. He is so enthused, and you haven't changed a bit. You may, your voice may have changed, but you are still so enthusiastic.
Well, I appreciate that, Carl. You haven't changed either.
Well, at my age, you don't change very much. It's like a damn turtle. If I was a turtle in this old, people would be telling me not to get in trouble and don't cross the street by myself. But I'm not a turtle. But we have watched you, and Linda, believe it or not, you know, you come on and you leave, and it gives us you to talk about for a while.
Yeah.
And but your enthusiasm for this, the great job you've done, the way you've built everything here, it's just been fun to watch for a decade.
Well, I appreciate that. Hopefully, fun to listen to too.
Oh my gosh! And again, my friends, it's going to be at 2 p.m. Cascade Theater this Sunday, but be there by 1 so you can listen to Scott. Well, he introduces you to the soloist and the special performers, but he explains about Mozart and Amadeus, just like you said here. He wrote it on his deathbed.
Yeah, I mean, 35-year-old. I mean, are you kidding me? Wrote such
what
a...
Do we know what he died of?
Was it like cholera or something like that?
Could have been. I don't know. Or it was just he had a very eventful life.
Yeah. Maybe you drank some bad water. Who knows?
Who knows? It could have been. But, yeah. Anyway. Okay. Well, thank you for coming by today.
Always a pleasure, Carl. Thanks for chatting.
Oh, gosh. You know what? Enjoy it. I love it. And the you bring people say, oh, in Northern California, you know, Redding. And what do they do? Oh, they have a rodeo. Yeah. No, we have
all kinds of
things.
We
have symphonies, we have theater, we have music, we have so many great things, and this is just one of them. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Hope to see everyone this weekend.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jason Miller. I feel
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Watt. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can give us a call at 530-605-4567. Today, the 15th of February, 7:20 in the morning. 41 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today, so stand by. And my guest today, Jason Miller, owner of Lucky Miller's.
How you doing today, Carl?
Great. And Charles Clark, who owns Advantage Signs. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
After the incident we had Sunday, of course, and the it stayed in the news for one day, which it should. I mean, this wasn't life changing.
Yeah.
It's going to be life changing for some people. And a catch up on that is the bike patrol came in yesterday. They saw what we had of it. They look at him. Oh yeah, we know this guy. And they, you know, and I said, I'd just like you to ask him why did he pick our, you know, our station. And he said he won't know.
No.
The guy's mentally got a mental problems. He's on meth all the time. They just arrested him Monday for something else. You know, so it's a it's an ongoing thing.
It's a revolving door.
Cops were great. Two young men
exactly.
from the bike patrol and. And they were going. They were going after him. And I think. I think he was arrested. But they were looking at him, and then they were looking at another guy. You know, once they looked at the picture. And but he was on drugs and crazy. And he said, you know, you were just, you know, maybe he would just walk. You know, he walked far enough with his rock, and he just threw it. So, okay. But you two are on with something else.
Yeah, I can totally relate. So can Charles. We both had to repair windows.
More than just windows.
Yeah, it's not like they just broke in and grabbed stuff. It's
My property is actually right across the street from part of the problem.
Okay.
And I have to tell you. My place is also my residence, so I've lived there for 13 years watching this all unfold. The amount of drugs that are coming off of I-5, and that is the root of the problem. We have a drug problem in Shasta County.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say the crime on my street in the last 4 years on Bocelli, Cypress, and Hilltop has exploded. To the point that to defend my tenants and their customers and myself and my property from being constantly vandalized and harassed, I've had to fashion a horn, a truck horn, to chase people off of my property during business hours that are openly smoking fentanyl, taking trank, and doing heroin and causing crime 24/7. I have evidence of the drugs being dealt out of the hotel.
So there's a hotel across from the street from you.
Yeah.
What's the hotel?
And the Red Lion Suites and the Motel 6 and the one down the street. And an officer, because I call RPD.
That on the one on Hilltop?
Uh-huh. No, it's on North Pacelli.
Oh, North Pacelli.
Yeah,
it's
the fake Red Lion.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I was thinking, the Red Lion on...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So what a police officer one time on the many calls that I have to make to RPD, and they're great. The officers that have responded to me have helped me out of some really bad situations.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling concerned about my safety, he gave me a pointer, a tip. He goes, I can't say who, and I can't tell you why, but the city council gave permission for that hotel to belong to a state-run program to temporarily house recovering drug addicts and parolees. And that's all I can tell you.
This is what the officer said.
This is what the officer said. So I've been very watching that place like a hawk since I found out the information, because it explained why I have so many drug criminals in my area.
So the state wanted to put somebody there, and the city gave it permission?
And this is something else. As a property owner.
No, I just want to make sure I understood that.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told me.
Okay.
So this is the thing about due process when you're a property owner. And my property, my family's property there on the corner of Grove in North Pacelli is residential commercial. That's what it's zoned for.
Yeah.
Got a sign shop there and a beauty parlor. We went through the permit process. The city and the planning department charged the beauty salon, when we put that in, $25,000 to have permission to to put a beauty parlor in there. So yeah. We went through the proper channel.
Sure.
So if you're going to change the purpose of a property and you're going to take a hotel and repurpose it into temporarily housing recovering criminals and recovering drug addicts, and the planning department did not notify the property owners in the area and along with the residents to say that they're changing the purpose of that property, so we have a chance to air our concerns, and they just snuck it in. But the worst thing about this, and this is the conclusion I've come to witnessing this and having to survive this, and I'm in danger all the time. I mean, it's not a safe place to be.
Constantly attacked. Yeah.
So the thing is I'm not going to give up what my family fought hard to purchase.
Yeah, you're just not going to take over your, it's not as simple as, I'll just move. I'm not going to, you can't do that. In today's economy.
No, we're talking a 30-year investment here.
Oh, yeah.
So the thing is why would they do that? One, and if they were going to do this in a proper way, why would you put it in with an open door policy with no safeguards in place right off of I-5 where the drugs just come in on it? I mean,
it appears to me that you've made numerous complaints to the police.
Oh, absolutely.
And are the police going over to the hotel at all?
Oh, yeah. They bust it every once in a while. Let them know
how much they're getting per room.
So our tax dollars are paying $1,700 a month per room.
Per room.
So if you're
in. How many of them do you think are in there? Is it the whole place is filled with them? Or is it like.
It depends because they move them around. So they can be there for 30 days, and then they'll move them to one of their other hotels that they own, or they'll move them to another room.
Oh, they can move them to another room.
Yeah.
Boom.
So this is the thing. If they were going to do this correctly and say, hey, come to the planning department. We're going to repurpose this as temporary housing to help these people get off the streets, to make them have a chance to be productive citizens. Okay. Wouldn't you do make sure that outside influences could not influence these people that are in recovery?
Yeah.
You would put up fencing, security guards. You'd have someone there 24/7 to babysit it. But all they're doing is taking the money and allowing the drugs to continue.
Now, the city under this homeless or providing shelter for homeless rented. I think, rooms in hotels.
Right.
But that was different than what you're seeing here. I mean, even though then you could say, well, it's a motel. So.
Right.
But I think that was a different program than the one you're talking about.
Well, and bus stop number 4 right across from the front of my office.
Yeah.
You guys could come down and watch them do their fentanyl right on that bus stop, and one of them will get up, walk to the hotel, go in a room, come back out, light up,
share it
all day long.
What's the name of the hotel?
The Red Lion Suites.
Red Lion Suites, not to be confused with the
actual Red Lion.
Actual Red Lion down on Hilltop.
Right? Yeah,
Red Lion Suites. And the police know exactly where it is because they're over there all the time. They're helping you not be killed out there or hurt.
Yeah. And and this is during business hours. Now, since August, so August of last year, the vacant drug houses behind my place were purchased by, they're going to redevelop that property, right?
Uh-huh.
So they were all boarded up for 2 years waiting for the planning department to go forward. Well, it became a drug haven, right? So my backyard was also just drug hangout. Well, someone during the middle of the day at 2 o'clock on August firebombed it. I hear this explosion. I go outside. I have it on video.
The house behind you.
Yeah. I go outside. There's 3 foot tall flames in like 20 seconds. I mean, he set off a pretty big thing of fuel.
Uh-huh.
Right? After that experience, I decided to fashion this horn because I got to chase these people away from my property, because if they did that in the middle of the night, that's right by my bedroom.
Yeah.
And the next day, I see this strange little guy with a backpack, homeless guy, and he comes back to the scene of the crime. And he doesn't know that I'm standing on the other fence, and I'm listening to him whisper to himself, "Wow, that went up really fast." And he's saying things like this. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? So I start videotaping it. He goes into the unburned section of the antique shop that partially burned, and I see him going into the building with his backpack. And he's moving debris out of his way, and I'm filming it. Then all of a sudden, he's coming out of the unburned section of that building with cans of solvent and bottles of explosive alcohol that he knew were in the building. He's gathering up pieces of wood and clothing that are abandoned on the site to obviously build another fire to finish the job. I'm on the phone with dispatch. RPD responds with 7 officers. They arrest him out back. Hands up. Back up. This. I call the property owner. Me and the property owner go down there. You can see that he's piling it all up in this doorway of an unburned duplex that used to be back there.
Yeah.
Right? They call it in. The police are on with the fire investigator. I show the police officers my video of him knowing where those chemicals were, coming in and out. We're looking at the chemicals. We're looking at this thing. Those officers wanted to really arrest him. They were begging to take that guy in. And he was homeless. And the fire chief, the fire inspector, and the police chief at that time let him go.
Why?
Yeah, why?
We got to take a break here. I'm with Charles Clark and Jason Miller. And Charles Clark owns Advantage Signs over on Pacelli.
Yep.
And he's talking about the hotel, the Red Line Suites, not the Red Line down on Hilltop. There's another one called Red Line Suites. And he has said that
he and you might as well include Motel 6 in that.
Okay. Well, Motel 6 is also the same.
Yep.
And that somebody told him from the police department that the city had allowed these motels to be repurposed as housing for people with drug problems and
parolees and with parolees ankle bracelets.
With ankle bracelets.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay, gotta take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Right off of Hilltop there, and it's Judy Maxwell has built this business since 1993. So two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. And in this time and place, we're talking about about insurance problems. Insurance problems being is that people have had their insurance just canceled or not renewed, not because they have done anything different, the house isn't any different, it's because of the insurance companies. You need help with insurance, not only insurance for your home and property, but how about for your health? What about life insurance with all those different facets of this? Well, Judy Maxwell is the person to talk to. Located at 1378 Hilltop next to Members First Credit Union. She is the one. We do business with Judy Maxwell. She is I thoroughly recommend her. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet. And now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite. 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today. 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday, the 15th of February. It's a busy show today, and it's going to continue to be busy. 7:39 in the morning, and I'm here with Jason Miller of Lucky Millers, who, by the way, is the one that's kind of started that fight. Not the fight, but the trumpeting of the problems that business owners are having.
Yeah.
And none of this is being laid on the police not doing their job.
No.
I can tell you what, you know,
the
young men I talked to yesterday, you know, they are just frustrated. You know, you're not beating on the table or anything. No, we hooked him up on Monday for resisting arrest. Out. I mean, this is after he busted the window. Got out, and they got him again yesterday.
They'll get him again in a couple more days.
Felony vandalism. Anything over $400 is a felony. And they're hoping that this is enough to keep him off the streets. But here it is. He's a druggie, and he's mentally unstable. He's living on the streets and doing things like that. That rock, and you all can see how big that rock is. If it had hit our show host, say in the head or the arm or something like that, there would have been some real damage there, my friends. And, I mean, it's one thing to have him throw a rock through your window in the middle of the night, but during the day?
During the day.
Yeah.
We're seeing it more and more, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
During the day.
And that's Jason. Now, and what Charles has just said, I'm going to try and capture it. But his business is down on Bocelli. Mm-hmm. And he's been there for 30 years. It's, you know, it's an area where people live and all this. And the what he says is the Red Line Suites and Motel 6, which is across the road, has been repurposed as a place for recovering addicts and people on parole to live.
Yes.
And that the state is paying the owner of the hotel $1,700 a month per room.
Yep.
And there, but there's no supervision.
None.
And it's causing a tremendous problem for them.
Now, I've observed health care services going over there and giving them health care.
Okay.
And in the 6 months that I've been really watching what's going on over there, I've seen a state probation truck. It was a big white SUV that said state probation. I've only seen probation officers there once. Just one time.
Well, they may have come by other times that you didn't see it. But still, you know, but you're looking at it across
the
street.
Just, it's reckless. Now, I mean, it's just reckless there.
Now, Jason, you know, when you first brought this up and you brought in security and you were having 100 incidents a night.
Yeah.
And what you have, what you have, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you have a security system around, around Lucky Miller's.
Yep.
And every time somebody gets in close, it dings.
My cameras ding.
But it was keeping you up on that.
I lost sleep. There was months where I lost sleep.
Because it just kept dinging.
Yeah, and I just can't afford a window to be broken out again. It's the same thing as we just talked about the cost of your window.
Oh, my gosh, $1,400 to do a window. And, well, you know what? I'm not blaming the glass people, but but that comes – and unless you have specific insurance on your – see, I've got insurance in here for everything except windows. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my lease real quick. Nope, he's not on the hook for that.
Well, at the height of the warm season, when it's warm, they do drugs out in the open as quickly as they get them. So, like, they want to get high as fast as possible. So they were coming onto my property to do it right after they get it. Well, I was spending up to 4 hours of my day every day policing before I could even get to work.
Oh, jeez.
Now, if I call RPD... and I had a situation, and I went. I looked over my fence. I'm like, "Hey, you got to get out of here. You can't smoke your drugs here." F you. Well, we could go anywhere we want. So then I call RPD, and it may take an hour or so for RPD to come, and they'll come, but they're busy.
Yep.
And that's a 2-hour ordeal to go through those channels.
Protecting your property.
Now the horn, making the horn, I'm able to police my property, and it's just literally like a 5-minute altercation because I take away their voice. When I honk the horn really loud, I spook them, tell them to get the hell out of there. Once they start giving me lip back, the horn goes back on. This is a one-way conversation. You're not, don't go.
Does it work?
It works very, very well. It's been a very good tool.
You ought to see this thing. We're going to get a photo of this, Christina. We'll get a photo of this and put it on. But
you
this
should.
Is an air horn from a from a truck with a big battery on it and flashlights and
it's got a phone holder so you can record. He's recording.
Yeah, I've recorded them all.
You've got them all, and it's got a flamethrower. That's the part I like.
People have suggested flamethrower, but no flamethrower.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Wynn River Resort and Casino invites you to join us in Seasons for our event night special on Saturday, March 9th. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., enjoy a delicious taco bar that will have your taste buds dancing in the rain. Only $10 with a River Club card. And that's not all. From 5 p.m. to 1:30 a.m., stop by the Seasons Bar and take advantage of our knockout drink special. A $7 shot of Patron Silver. For complete details, visit WynnRiver.com or call 1-800-280-2WIN. Find your moment at Wynn River Resort and Casino.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while the floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bach. It's Thursday, the 15th of February, 7:50 in the morning, and about 42 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. And we're talking about the homeless criminal problem, homeless slash criminal problem. It's not all the homeless. First of all, we're not saying that.
No, no.
We're not saying it. But in this specific case, Charles Clark, who owns Advantage Signs on Bocelli, kind of the entry into Reading, the two motels across the street from him have been repurposed, he says, into
actually, a police officer told
well, me. The yeah. police officer told you yeah. they've been repurposed into a kind of a halfway house and a place for drug offenders been released from prison or parolees to do this. And, of course, the...
And he also said it was a state program.
And he says it's a state program. So right after the show, I'm going to reach out to some of the city council and say, is this true? And... the city's not paying for it. State's paying for mm-hmm. it. But somewhere in there, the city's got to have known about it. And did they okay it?
And what are they paying for a bed tax?
Yeah. Yeah. And the bed tax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Jason.
Yeah.
There's no way of stopping this. There's just no, I mean, and what we're all concerned of is we watch Oakland and we watch Chico even. We're watching what's happening in San Francisco, L.A., and all
yeah, the writing's on the wall. I'm from Portland. We've talked about
in
this,
Portland,
Carl.
I moved
from Portland for this specific reason. I knew it was coming, and I don't see where we're going, what direction we're going in to make this improve.
Yeah.
We're throwing money at it, but...
Obviously.
But where's the solution?
Well, you know, where's the money going? It's not helping these poor people. I mean, these people that are out on the streets are being victimized by a system. They're not being helped.
Well,
they're being enabled to stay in their hell of being addicted to drugs.
Uh-huh. Well, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We have perfect example.
I mean, so how cruel?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's cruel.
It's cruel, and they die. I think they die in their 40s, and, yep. and it's ours is a perfect example of what happened here. The guy's living on the street. The police know him very well. He's been arrested, you know, many times. He's mm-hmm. deranged, and he uses meth. You talk about the perfect, you know, the perfect storm.
The outcome of his life is inevitable.
I guarantee you, if you eliminate the street drugs and how easy and cheap they are to obtain, 90% of this problem would go away. And the 10% that's left, we have the resources to handle it. It's a drug trafficking problem.
Yeah. It's not a homeless problem.
It's a drug problem.
It's a drug problem.
This drug problem is getting
Nick,
bad.
Good morning. I got a minute.
If you eliminate the drugs, they'll all go to alcohol. In my opinion, you need to cut off the source of these homelessness, and it's people coming from out of the area. I've had people tell me that they have witnessed buses from the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento dropping homeless off here in Reading. Have you guys had any of those experiences?
Yeah, I've witnessed.
Yeah, I've personally witnessed it.
Yeah, I've witnessed, get this, you get ready to hear this news. I saw a CHP cruiser pull off of I-5 behind the Comet gas station across the street from my shop. I happened to be looking out the window when he did it. What gets out of the cruiser? Two homeless drug people. He opens up the back of the cruiser, gets out all their bags of crap, and he hands them two pieces of paper. Those are vouchers. And those homeless druggies took their stuff and marched up to the Motel 6. That's the CHP.
It's my opinion that they're dropping out-of-town homeless off 2-3 times a week here in Reading. I see them every day. So I think we need to cut that off.
Well, you know what? You're right, and it's because I call them newbies. I will train the local drug addicts in my neighborhood with my horn, and they understand that they're not allowed to be on my block. And they stay away because a drug addicted person is choosing a path of least resistance in their life. So if they meet resistance and you stand up for yourself and you stand up for what's right, they don't like that. They're going to go where they can get away with it. But then there'll be a new group that I have to retrain. Every 2 weeks, I got to retrain a new group that's being dropped off.
And Jason, you were saying that you're seeing a bunch of new people.
Yesterday I saw two people that were from Haiti.
Yeah, Haiti. From Haiti.
Yeah, from Haiti. They were Haitian.
How do Haitians get to Reading,
California? They were definitely homeless. These guys just got here.
Well, there's only one way, right?
So
the border.
Well, yeah, gotta come up the border. Yeah. Okay, Nick, thanks a lot. We only got a couple minutes left. Okay, so somebody puts in here, it's time for maybe a town hall. You know, because like I said, everybody that runs for local office, they say the same thing. Homelessness and safety. Is it better than it was when they got elected? I think not.
If you told me 6 years ago, I've lived there for 13. You told me 6 years ago, Charles, you're going to have to fashion a horn to trace human beings off of your property, I would have said, you're crazy. So what's next? Right now the horn's working. But what's coming next?
You know what?
What we're gonna do is have you run out right before we leave and run down the street a little bit. Don't do it right here because you'll blow out our stuff and just maybe light it off. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what worries me is people like me and other business owners are starting to take, like what happened yesterday at the hut. The guy held him at a gunpoint till the police got there.
I did not hear that.
It was all over the news.
Okay, well,
so
where was I?
It's okay.
At the hut.
Yeah.
Because they were doing something.
The guy came back the second time to steal stuff, and he held him there by shotgun. That's what's starting to happen. I can feel the switch of people that are absolutely burnt out, tired, frustrated, losing money when the economy is already killing us.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is $1,400 out of the old pocket right there.
We can't turn it into our insurance.
Over the years, my family, when we first bought that property, we had beautiful landscaping out front. That's all had to been removed. We have invested in fencing, bars, razor wire, cameras, lights. I have to run lights 24/7. We have probably invested probably close to $50,000 in security to stay safe.
Sounds like a combat outpost in Fallujah.
I actually work and live behind bars. And they're free on the outside. I call it Fort Clark.
Jeez. Okay, maybe it is time for a town hall. Maybe it is time for couple of hundred business owners to get together and get together and say, you only have so many police, they have to react to things, but there's got to be something that they can pass laws or something that says, we're not going to have halfway houses here. We're not going to let the state fill up hotels with druggies and things like this. You know, there's got to be something that can be done.
We have to put our foot down, Carl.
Well, the
bottom line.
You shouldn't have to live like you're in Fallujah, Iraq.
Yeah, which is where we're at.
Or the deterioration of the value of his property, the deterioration of the value of my business. We shouldn't have to live through that.
And you know why I came here today is to give you guys a warning. I'm on the front line.
Yeah.
And this isn't going to just stay in my neighborhood. This is escalating.
Yes, exactly.
So you're going to be dealing with this in urban areas, and you're going to be dealing with this in the foothills pretty soon. Right now, I'm chasing it off of my block. I'm actually getting some relief, but I'm just pushing it
to someplace else,
to down the street.
Yeah. It's like moving the homeless.
Exactly.
They move to another spot, and then they circulate back into where they were, and then you move them again.
And I got to tell you, 6 years ago, these drug addicted people were not as combative
as they
are now.
Yeah, they're aggressive. I'm hearing that. Well, gentlemen. I feel for you. When I've had you on before, Jason, to talk about this.
And I appreciate the platform. I really do because it's got to get out there.
We as business owners, we need to band together
and
get to our city council, and because it's the city council that gives a direction. So, Tanessa, what are you going to do to protect our businesses? I mean, you're running for the assembly. What are you going to do right here in town? You're the mayor. You've broadcast that before many times. You're the mayor. What are you going to do? Are you going to meet with Charles Clark? That's the first thing you ought to do. Come down to his property and look at it.
I would love for the...
I would love to show
Tanessa,
you.
Tanessa, exactly. you get things done. Go on down and see Advantage Signs on Bocelli and see what he's living through, and perhaps then, something can be done. And we got to run here. We get back, we've got Jimmy Meeks who gives seminars on how to protect churches from shootings. We'll be right back.
Casey and I are just running. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's first criminal trial is on track to begin late next month.
A New York judge announced that Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled, with jury selection starting on March 25th. With the decision, the judge turned aside requests for a delay from the former president's defense lawyers. Trump's attorneys blasted the decision to keep the March date, complaining that he will have to stand trial in New York during the presidential primary season. Trump, who is in the Manhattan courtroom, is accused of falsifying business records in a hush money case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All was well at yesterday's big Super Bowl victory celebration in Kansas City. Then shots rang out.
Kansas City's fire chief says 22 people were shot when gunfire erupted at the end of the Chiefs' Super Bowl parade. Stephanie Meyer at Children's Mercy Kansas City says they treated a dozen patients,
11 of which are children, with 9 gunshot wounds.
Those children between the ages of 6 and 15.
All of those patients we expect to have a full recovery, none of which are in critical condition.
As for their emotional state,
fear.
That sound courtesy KNBC. Radio station KKFI says its DJ Lisa Lopez Galvan was killed in the shooting. I'm Ben Thomas.
There's all manner of speculation about some kind of serious national security threat, first mentioned yesterday by Congressman Mike Turner, chair of the House Intelligence Committee. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he'll be talking about it today with senior congressional intel officials. House Speaker Mike Johnson saying the House not about to be rushed into approving another $60 billion for Ukraine. And thousands of rail commuters were left stranded around Boston this morning. Power outages hit several lines of the beleaguered transit service. The Dow up 173, the Nasdaq down 32 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Despite all of the aid sent its way, including tens of billions of dollars from the U.S., Ukraine says it still needs more.
Ukrainian forces on the ground say they are running short of ammunition. The U.S. Senate recently approved a new military aid package worth $60 billion. NATO's Secretary General said he now expected the U.S. House of Representatives to approve that support. But that's far from guaranteed. NATO defense ministers in Brussels are discussing ramping up weapons production and military support for Ukraine, but Europe's defense industry is not able to match the production rates of the U.S.
The BBC's Jonathan Beal. South Korea's presidential office claims the country's move to establish diplomatic relations with Cuba will deal a political and psychological blow to North Korea. South Korea's foreign ministry says it's agreed to open ambassador-level relations with Havana. News and analysis, townhall.com. Some Jeffrey Epstein victims are suing the U.S. government.
A dozen victims filed a lawsuit on Wednesday accusing the FBI of allowing and enabling Epstein's sex trafficking for over two decades. The victims allege the FBI received credible information about Epstein's trafficking operations as far back as 1996, but did nothing. The lawsuit argues that the FBI continued to ignore tips until Epstein was arrested on sex trafficking charges in 2019. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A trial is beginning today in North Dakota's years-old lawsuit seeking $38 million from the federal government for policing protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline in 2016 and 2017. The state filed the lawsuit back in 2019, but it was followed by years of legal wrangling before the judge set the trial date in December. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Year Talk Radio. It's usually Thursdays. It's usually Trish Clark, but Trish is still on vacation. What can I say? She's on assignment. Now, Clifton. Charles Clark has his zombie stick out there. He's going to go outside down the, we've got an open window now. Just go down a couple of things and hit it once so we can hear it. Welcome to the show here on the 15th of February, 8:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional. Okay. Did we hear that?
That was cool. Yeah.
Okay. That come now. What I'll explain that horn in a little bit, and Jimmy Meeks, who is our guest. Jimmy, just hang on here because Jimmy's going, what's going on here? 8:06 in the morning, Shasta Regional Medical. Got that. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
What kind of my Ukrainian princess warrior is out there? And we have a special day out there?
Yeah, today is National Caregiver Day.
Caregiver Day.
But I feel like it has
yeah.
It should exist, There's so many people that need really care.
They do. Hey, the weather, look outside. It's cloudy. It's going to be raining today. Tomorrow's just going to be cloudy, not so much rain. But the weekend's going to be rainy and into next Wednesday. Next Thursday, it's going to start clearing up. But the temperature's going to be running in the mid-50s during the day and the mid-40s at night. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson. That gives just outstanding service because everybody knows propane's the same. So it comes down to customer service, and they treat their customers like friends at Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Like many of the businesses we talk to about on our station. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the phone, I have a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Mix. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. Greetings from the great state of Texas.
Hey. So are you going to start calling it Texas-fornia because of so many Californians are moving there?
Well, I don't know if that'll work because we have a sign when you come into Texas that says if you're from California, please leave your politics at the border. So
there you go. That's the problem.
Is that okay to say, or am I making a great first impression?
No, because we say the same thing. What's happening is the fact is that we hear this. There's an incident up in Idaho. I think it's Eagle, Idaho, which has the largest number of CalPERS, retired people, because they have a database about where they are. There's more people. It's the largest concentration of people from California is in this place in Eagle, Idaho, and almost every one of them is a retired police officer, law enforcement, first responder, and all that. And so they're having a big political arguments because the ones that got there 20 years ago are saying the new ones who aren't conservative enough. Even though they were so conservative.
I've never been to Idaho. Especially if you've ever been to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I've been there many times.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I tell people all the time, if you've been good when you die, you go to Coeur d'Alene. That's where you go.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful place. It's beautiful up there.
Oh, it's just out of this world. It's a beautiful state. It's got 1,700,000 people. But oddly enough, it always finishes in the top 10 with suicides.
Wow.
So even the beautiful mountains and the snow-capped mountains and beautiful lakes and everything, there's still lots of just a lot of hardship there.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I don't know, but I did some research on it before we did a seminar up there a few years ago, and I was surprised to read that.
Jimmy, tell us a little about you. I know you're a retired police officer with 35 years in law enforcement, but you're also a minister. So tell us a little about you.
Well, I was born and raised in Arkansas, and I became a minister in 1973, started preaching. 7 years later, when I was attending Oklahoma Baptist University in Shawnee, Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City, I got hooked on police shows. I'd carry away watching Harry Callahan out of San Francisco and Beretta, Columbo, Starsky and Hutch and all of that, and I decided I want to be a police officer when I'm in college. And I got into it in October of 1980, and I finally graduated college, and then I moved down to Texas in 1985, and I said, well, I've got a wife and three kids. I've got to have a job, so I went back into police work. But I never thought I would stay in it, but I stayed in it another 30 years, but about 24 years into that career, back in 2009, I began to wonder when I was assigned to the Crime Prevention Division. I became a crime prevention specialist, and I thought, I wonder how safe churches are, how safe are houses of worship. And I began to research and study, and I put on a church safety seminar, had a couple of hundred people pack out a little auditorium. But I had no idea at the time, sir, that as of now, more people die a violent death. I mean, shooting, stabbing, or beaten to death, or burned to death. More people die a violent death on church and faith-based property than they do in school shootings. And in 2017, we set a new record, 114 violent deaths at church and faith-based property in America, and that does not count the four ministers who were murdered off property. So we're just having a lot of violence that is just, you know, that barrier between criminals and police is just, that line has just been erased. And these people don't care. And if you're a killer, you don't care where they are. And then you like the idea that they're in a place that might not be suspecting that
you're supposed to be safe.
Prayer, looking for a soft target.
Yeah, you're supposed to be safe in the church. And,
well, you're not. And,
you're
and
not.
The truth is, sir, you've never been safe. I mean, Jesus even talked about a man that's killed inside a temple, you know, 2,000 years ago. And there was all kinds of sex crimes that occurred in the temple in the Old Testament, if you've ever read that. And the sex crimes in churches, in church-based property, in church camps, those are 3,000 to 5,000 a year. And I used to get Google alerts on them, but I had to shut it off because they came at me 5, 6, 10 times a day.
Jeez.
Those are just through the roof.
Yeah.
So well, I put on this seminar in May of 2009, and that was I thought it was over with at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
And then I began to get calls, and I had done about 500 seminars now in 40 states for probably 50, 60, maybe 100,000. I don't know. I don't count. But I've been everywhere. I've driven 15,000 miles. I did one in Idaho about a year ago today, I think it was, in Sandpoint, Idaho. And then over in Moses Lake, Washington. I've been up and down California. We've been in 40 states. Just tried to. It's not hard to stop these killers. But you just have to have the mindset that they will attack you, and you have to have something in place. And that's very challenging for churchgoers.
Yeah.
And I'm not knocking them, but it's very hard for them to understand that everybody that comes to church does not come to worship or to love their brothers and sisters. There are people that are coming that have evil motives, and they're spying you out. They're operating under stealth.
Well,
and,
just
they're going to do some damage.
Look what happened Sunday in Texas at the Joel Osteen Mega Church.
I woke up Sunday morning and thinking, you know, I could just feel it. Something's going to happen today. I hate that feeling. I've had it before when the tragedy occurred. It was terrible. If there had not been two police officers there, there's no telling how many she would have killed. But the truth is, sir, that in the last 100 days, there's been about 8 or 10 people shot at churches across the country. I read about a preacher's son murdered inside the church a couple of months ago. We heard about the one in Houston because it's Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
And that's a big church. Had 45,000 people come every week. You know, but that would have been disastrous if they had not had two police officers there that took her own. And what kind of person, she had a history of a criminal history, history of all kind of mental issues. Her parents had pleaded with the authorities to help her because they were afraid she was going to get a gun and do something. You know, they've been anticipating that. But how sick or twisted must you be to come to church with a rifle and you brought your 7-year-old child with you?
And
he is still in the hospital in critical condition and may not be if I haven't seen an update today.
Somebody used the term as a human shield. I'm not sure, you know, if she...
Yeah, she may have been doing that. They're not giving us a lot of info.
Yeah.
But the truth is, too, sir, that these shootings at churches, they're not... in tragedy at churches, they're not new. In 1964, a man blew up a church in Birmingham and killed four little girls.
Yeah.
1974, Martin Luther King's mother was gunned down inside a church in Atlanta, 1974.
I did not know that Martin Luther King's mother had been shot.
He was murdered in a church.
I didn't know. Hey, Jimmy.
I talked to a lady
Jimmy.
About a year or so ago who was there that day. And then in 1980, the worst tragedy of its kind in a church occurred. Happened to be at the church that I was married in East Texas on June 22nd, 1980. A man walked into the First Baptist Church of Dangerfield, Texas, 2 to 3 hours east of Dallas. Small church, population 3,500. 350 people were sitting there. It was 20 minutes after 11. They were singing a song, and he walked in. He was wearing an army helmet, two bulletproof vests. He had a pouch around his neck with 400 bullets in it. He had an AR-15, an M1, a 38, and a 22. And he shouted, "This is war." That's what he shouted. "This is war." He opened fire on the congregation, and when the smoke cleared, he had shot 15 people, and he killed five.
Yeah.
And we made a movie about that, too. I would encourage people.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, hang on. I got to take a break.
Yes, sir.
And I can tell that you're passionate about this, but, you know, I have to sell things.
Forgive me, brother. Forgive me. It breaks my heart, all this stuff.
No, I understand. And I want to talk about that documentary, too, that you all made about this. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. We do business there, and we're real happy with Cornerstone Community Bank. They've got four branches, one down in Red Bluff, two right here in town on California Street in Hartnell. And one down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They are, you know, they sponsor so many events and help out with so many of our nonprofits here. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Jimmy Meeks.
District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 New Year, New Winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Wynn Carpenter. I'm running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3, and I'm ready to serve. I would be honored to be your conservative representative and look forward to doing so. I support the direction the majority of the current board is headed. I support the elimination of the impact fees. I support the Charter County proposal, which will give the local government more control on what we do and how we do it. I support the Second Amendment as stated in the federal and state constitutions. Therefore, I would push to make Shasta County a constitutional carry county. I support a fair and transparent election with traceable and verifiable data. I will stand with the Planning Commission and Board of Supervisors to fight the state and its heavy-handedness to shove the Fountain Windmill Project down our throats. I will stand against any imposition from the state, no matter the issue, on legislative or executive matters under the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors of Shasta County. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Wynn Carpenter, Supervisor, District 3.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars, February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room, for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish is off today. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone number here is 530-605-4567. And at 8:30, I want to start taking phone calls. If you've got questions on this, to our guest, Jim Meeks here. Also, we're going to switch gears here. If you want to win that American flag that we're going to be giving away Friday, and we've had a number of people calling in already, give us a call, 530-605-4567. Jimmy's on that one, but it just rolls over. And give us a call and enter, and we're going to make that drawing at 8:15 on Friday morning. And we have a number of entries, but jump in here. You can enter several times if you want. Don't enter if you won it last week, okay? All right. Now, Jimmy, that song, did you hear our bump music right then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All my exes live in Texas. I thought that was kind of cute.
Well, right now, I prefer not to hear any songs that might make me think of the Cowboys.
Cowboys. I
can see that stadium from my house, by the way.
Well, and somebody told me Dallas had a football team, but nobody's proved it. Nobody's proved it yet. Okay.
Well, when the Trinity left us, Irvin and Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman, they kind of took the winning with them. So.
Yeah. Hey, you belong to an organization called the Sheepdogs.
Sheepdog Seminars. We're headed that way, by the way, in Reading.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We got another 40 minutes here. So
forgive me.
No, that's okay. Now, when people hear the word sheepdog, if a number of us knows what that means, but most people just think sheepdog. What's that? Can you explain the concept there?
Well, the patent on that actually belongs to Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, a friend of mine. And it comes from a Vietnam vet who once told him, Colonel, there are three kinds of people in the world. There are sheep, and there are wolves, and there are sheepdogs. And Colonel Grossman kind of took that and run with it. He's kind of made it famous. So he and I have done about 100 seminars together. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
we
We do get calls every now and then asking if can we bring our own sheepdog to the seminar. No, that's not what we are. We take on wolves. We take on men and women who come to kill. Because that's what you do. If you have a bunch of sheep that you own, you need a sheepdog out in the pasture that will run off the wolf. Because there are plenty of wolves among us, and quite frankly, I'm shocked that they don't strike any more than they do. We've already had 49 mass shootings in the country this year. And 1,900 people have been shot to death, and twice as many have killed themselves. So there's a lot of wolves out there, and I don't mean to imply that amongst people who suffer from mental disturbance and what have you that has caused them to take their own life. But we obviously have about 50 wolves that have already acted out this year. And you got to have a sheepdog. You have to have somebody that steps up. This is what happened in the church I was married in when a man walked in with four guns and shouted, "This is war." There was a World War II veteran named James McDaniel who he was a sheepdog. He was a veteran of the Navy, been in World War II, and he turned around and charged that killer. He tackled him like a linebacker hitting a halfback. He drove him out the door, knocked the door off the hinges, and then he took two shots to the heart, and he died. He was a sheepdog, James Red McDaniel. And another man came along behind him, 6'6", 300-pound, Kenneth Truitt. Truitt jumped on the man, and he took a shot, and he died 2 hours later. My grandpa took him to the hospital.
Jeez.
And those are what sheepdogs do. Sheepdogs say, I guess what they say is, if anyone has to die on my watch, it's going to be me, unless I can stop the killer, which is what we would prefer. Like the two sheepdogs in Houston this week who happened to be police officers who took on that lady and stopped her. That's what a sheepdog does. They, the police, the military, or just the father who says that, Colonel Grossman always likes to say, "I am my family's secret service." And that's what we want husbands to do and what have you, because
as
much as we love the police, we know that they're not going to get there in time to stop these shootings most of the time.
They're there to take reports and maybe chase them down. But
that's the way it happens. We always say when the seconds count, the police are only minutes away.
And it's not saying a word about our police who will put their lives on.
No, I love them. I'm a 35-year police officer.
Yeah, that's right. It's just that they're not there. And this is why... You're coming out here, and we're going to talk about the seminar after the break that you're coming to about how churches can protect themselves. But it's not just churches. It's businesses and, things like that. Shasta County there's 188,000 people in Shasta County. We're a huge county, but not a lot of people up here in the Northern California area. Over 12,000 of our residents have concealed carry permits. And the reason there is to be able to protect themselves, their and their family, and then maybe others. But, what are you going to do if somebody walks in with a baseball bat and starts attacking your people? You've got to be prepared for something like that. And then, even worse, they come in with a gun and start shooting. What are you going to do? And in today's society, they're mentally off or they're whatever. They're all mentally off to do something like this. They all are.
Yeah. And the combination of factors that come into play to create a killer.
Oh, yeah. And,
it's a zone that I can't understand, but there are people, thousands of people, over 20,000 people a year will enter that zone.
Yeah.
And they will kill. And that's, church people have a hard time with that, Carl, because they think everybody's good. And, we always tell them, Jesus had 12 people in his church, and one of them was a traitor. The disciples.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
You just don't know. I mean, we had a church down here in Texas, 7, 8 years ago. A man walked in on a Sunday morning. There were 53 people sitting there. You remember, he shot 46 people while they were singing, and he killed 26 of them. And the police did not get there for 18 minutes. He had already left and driven down the road, and my friend Stephen Williford chased him, and he already shot him a couple of times.
This is a story where the man across the road heard the shooting, got his own rifle, and when the guy came out, he engaged him. And
he was barefoot and
took
cover behind a red Dodge pickup. And when the shooter got in the car, and I've been to the church twice, Stephen's a good friend of mine, we talk all the time, he took cover behind the truck. When the man got in his vehicle, Stephen shot at him 6 times and then hit him twice. And Stephen had been training. He's a gun trainer. He'd been training for 25 years. And then he jumped in the car of a person he didn't know, and they chased him, and the man crashed out and died. But he died from his wounds, so Stephen stopped him from doing any further damage.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you imagine you got 50 people sitting in church and half of them, including the pastor's daughter, was killed. And, Carl, you might be interested to know that pastor is a wonderful man. He's a dear friend of mine. The day before the shooting, he was 8 hours north in Oklahoma City at a seminar, and they got into the subject of active shooters at churches and the community. And he said, I'm in a small town, a small church. I don't think I have anything to worry about.
Oh, man.
And the next morning, he gets a text from one of the church members that says there's been a shooting at the church. He responded, that's not funny. And the man responded, it's not a joke. And then he gets home. His wife is in Florida. She flew home. And now they're having to live with that everybody in their church pretty much at that time, they've tripled in size since then. And he's gone on. He resigned from there. He does other stuff now. But having to live with the fact that you had a church of 50 people in it and half of them get shot, making that little church of that town of maybe 1,000 the site of the worst massacre in the history of the state of Texas is a small church no bigger than 2 or 3 living rooms.
Wow. Hey, Jimmy, I got to take another break here, and I want to come back, and we're going to talk about the seminar you're going to be teaching right here in Redding. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for that work injury because of a denial or anything else, you know, insurance companies have lots of lawyers, and, delay, deny, or whatever it is, well, that's what Patrick Gorman does. He gets to the bottom of it. He's a veteran out of 101st. He's former law enforcement, got his law degree, worked in insurance companies for a short time, said he didn't like that because of what they were doing, and opened up his own business. Now he's got the largest workers' compensation attorney's office north of Sacramento. And he does the job for his clients. It's life-changing, these injuries. The employer wants them back. The employee wants to be back, but things happen. Well, that's why you need Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, free consultation. And if he can help, he's going to help. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor, 2024.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paperwork by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. We're Texas North today, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's a family-owned business. It's a locally-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business. Never had a bad haircut there in 17 years at Cypress Square Barbershop. I like to make an appointment at 530-244-9478, or you can just stop by there. They're pretty busy. And if there's an open spot, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm on the phone with Jim Meeks, who is a member of the
Sheepdog Seminars.
Seminars, okay. His background, 35 years as a police officer, also as a pastor, and he's given us some really sobering statistics on the number of people who have been injured or killed on church grounds. It just was kind of like a coincidence that this woman went into Osteen's church in Texas, which is the largest church. It's got 45,000 people go to services there every week. And I'm just trying to picture that. And a woman came in with her gun out, shot somebody, and she was the church understood this. They hired off duty law enforcement officers who then engaged this woman when she came in with a semi-automatic rifle and a 7-year-old kid and engaged her and killed her before she could just kill a number of people. You are coming to Redding to teach one of the Sheepdog Seminars. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I believe we're at the VFW post.
The one in Anderson.
It's one in Anderson, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's VFW post in Anderson. We all know where that's at. And it's got room in there for a couple hundred people. Now, is it just for churches that I get the feeling this just isn't about churches that you talk about?
Oh, no, see, we always tell folks the same basic principles you need to defend a church will work if you're trying to defend a department store. I mean, we have these shootings in malls, schools.
Yeah.
We had a mall shooting down the street from me here 8 months ago in Allen, Texas. 8 people shot before the police could stop him. These things happen everywhere in mall schools, theaters.
Sure.
And so we tell them the principles are there. I've been sending emails to all your gun rangers in the area telling them, tell your people, get in there. I think it's only, $25 to go, and I'm driving all the way I'm driving 1,850 miles to get there.
Yeah.
If I can do that, people can go 12 miles to get there from Reading. And
what we'll do is I'm going to
1,000 miles the last year doing these things. So
I'm going to throw throw this out on our Facebook page. I'm going to go out to groups of instructors, firearms instructors, tell them, guys, guys and girls, you ought to go to this thing and see what this guy is teaching. I got a phone call. Betty, good morning. Hello, Betty.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
I have a question for that man, yes.
Okay. I'm ready. You're on.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're on.
Well, I want to know if you know about the bill that they're trying to pass in the federal government, trying to stop people to defend themselves at the church.
Okay, I got that. I know what you're talking about. Hey, Jim,
okay.
Did you... Okay, thanks, Betty. Did you hear what she said?
Okay.
Jim, did you hear what she said? Jim?
Am I still with you?
Yeah, no, you're still there. We just had a caller. Did you hear what she said? Obviously, you didn't hear.
That's right. I heard something about the federal government trying to stop...
No, this was
made me think of... California's trying to make churches one of the places you cannot take a gun.
Yeah, that's SB2, and they have put a hold on that for right now. But they want to make it illegal to carry a gun into a church. Well, a church in every other place around the state of California. And a federal judge says, whoa, you're not going to do that. But it's still it's just on a stay right now. When you hear things like that, and I guess if you have off-duty police officers in there, that's okay. But the average citizen cannot carry a firearm to protect themselves. What's your thoughts on that?
And I know that's, of course, that debate is never-ending.
No.
The truth is, too, about Osteen's church, there was a few cops there, but they have a wonderful safety team. We have a law here in Texas. I testified before the legislature, and we pleaded with them. They removed all requirements. For people who qualify to carry a gun, if you want to serve on the safety team, or teach the Sunday school, you can carry a gun. Now, we do encourage people, Carl, and this is one of the big issues that worries me, is you got to train. You've got to know what you're doing because people do not rise to the occasion. They sink to the level of their training. Those two cops were trained.
Yeah.
And you got to remember that. One of my best friends, if you remember the Draw the Prophet Muhammad contest, Draw the Prophet contest, in Garland, Texas, 7 years ago, two ISIS terrorists showed up with 1,400 bullets and 6 rifles. That was stopped by a police officer, a friend of mine, Greg Stevens. Obama brought him to the White House, of all people, and gave him the Medal of Valor. But Greg was a training fanatic. He dry-fired 2,000 times a month, and he likes to say, I made deposits in my training account for 36 years, and then one day I made a withdrawal. And he stopped the first ISIS attack on American soil May 2nd, 2015. So if you're going to carry a gun, the fact that it's there doesn't mean you're ready. I had a man tell me one time, we have 15 people carrying guns in our church, Jimmy. I said, well, good. He said, yeah, we all sit on the front row. And I said, whoa, what did you say? Well, we're protecting the preacher and the choir. And I said, well, you can get a new preacher and a new choir. What are you going to do about all the tithers?
The thing is, they hadn't thought about that.
You do need to know what you're doing. Just carrying a gun is not enough.
You're absolutely right.
If you want to protect people.
Yeah, you want to teach. If you teach people to protect themselves with a CCW, the one thing we emphasize, you take further training, you practice, because just because you have, and it's a great, it's a great motto. You know, you don't rise to the occasion, you sink to your level of training. You jump in a crowded church and somebody's shooting, and you don't know what you're doing. There, you know, there could be other people hurt there too. So
that happened in Amarillo. A man was shooting up a church, and a good guy took his gun from him, and, you know, he had his gun on the bad guy, and the police showed up and shot the good guy and killed him.
Well, that's the other thing.
There has to be all kinds of training. We ask churches all the time, do you carry a tourniquet? The Las Vegas massacre, October 1st, 2017, 60 were killed.
Yeah.
30 of them, the FBI told me, would have lived if somebody would have put a tourniquet on them. So do you have that mindset and to know what you need to do? It's not just a matter, do you have a gun?
Yeah.
Now, I've had people tell me, well, if somebody disturbs the services, Jimmy, I have a gun. I said, you're just going to shoot somebody that disturbs the service? You need to know the laws of California, and you know the federal laws about self-defense. You can't just shoot people. I always ask them, have you ever been to a Pentecostal church? They're all disturbing the service. They all have fun. You know?
Hey, Jimmy, I got to take one more break, and we're going to come back. We're going to give the dates of the seminar, where it is, I mean, again, how people can sign up for it, and then finish up with some last thoughts. Okay?
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be on, sir.
Well, it's an honor to have you on, Jim. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Hobbs, running for supervisor in District 2. We need to fight tyrannical state overreach in this county, and I'm just the person for the job. Shasta must maintain its sovereignty. A vote for me is a vote for local control over hand-counted elections, no state-funded windmills or other green energy nonsense, and absolutely no mask mandates or lockdowns. Make Shasta great again and vote for Laura Hobbs on March 5th. And visit me at VoteLauraHobbs.com for more info.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you turned on the news? Gavin Newsom is running for president. He just hasn't told you yet. He's leaving a trail of destructive policies, a $70 billion budget deficit, rising crime rates, and raging homelessness. Assemblyman James Gallagher isn't going to let him ruin the North State on the way out.
This is James Gallagher. Because of Gavin Newsom, the California dream is now a nightmare. Gavin Newsom spends more time campaigning in other states about national issues than addressing our needs here. He tramples all over our individual freedoms and supports new tax increases, all while releasing dangerous criminals into our neighborhoods. I've had enough. I've taken on Gavin Newsom and won, and I'm going to keep taking him on for you. We will stop his plans to undermine Prop 13 and raise taxes, hold him accountable for not securing our border, and end his giveaways at your expense. Please visit my website, electjamesgallagher.com, and join my movement to help stop Gavin Newsom.
Paid for by James Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, I'm Laura Hobbs. As supervisor, I will fight for all the citizens of Shasta County. Some of the issues I care about are hand-counted elections at the precincts, a fair and just settlement for the victims of the Igo Ono fire and the Acid Canal debacle, and defending Shasta's sovereignty from tyrannical state-down control. I'm against the windmills in Shasta County, and I support the Second Amendment. To find out more, visit VoteLauraHobbs.com. Vote Laura Hobbs on March 5th and make Shasta great again.
Paid for by Laura Hobbs for Supervisor. District 2, 2024.
Please join Election Integrity Project California and United Sovereign Americans on February 17th, 11 a.m. at Reading Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room for an exciting election presentation. United Sovereign Americans is working with Californians to develop court-worthy evidence regarding violation of federal law to certify invalid elections. Invalid elections include those in which voter rolls contain registrants that do not qualify to be counted, such as deceased, duplicates, or those who have moved. Mark your calendars February 17th, 11 a.m., Red Lion Hotel, Sierra Conference Room for an exciting election presentation. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, or Carl Bot and Trish Clark. It's one of those, but they're both on assignment this morning. Welcome back to our show. Our guest is Jim Meeks, who is a member of the Sheepdog Seminar group. They travel all over the United States giving seminars to protect churches, on how to help protect churches, businesses, malls, and things like this. I mean, they travel thousands of miles. They've given hundreds, if not thousands, of these seminars, maybe hundreds of these seminars. I'll ask Jim, who's listening. I hope he's still on the line.
I'm here.
Okay, good. And the impact it's had. So, Jim, tell us again the date of the seminar.
Well, we'll be there next Tuesday night, February the 20th. I believe it's the DFW Post.
In Anderson.
There's a couple hundred seats. And, the California Rifle Pistol Association has put this thing together. I want to say credit to them. Those guys are fighting for you guys tirelessly.
Yeah.
I mean, they are something else.
What time does that thing start?
I believe it starts around 6 o'clock.
Okay.
6:30 thereabouts. It's all, the website is sheepdogseminars.com. It's a shortcut to get you there.
Which is, by the way, a great website. That's where I'm looking. And, the seminar is not to go out, not talking about going out and hunting people down. It's protecting the church, protecting your business from an armed attack. There's nothing hardly we can do because of the as conditions are in California about people just coming in and stealing stuff. And how it's running, how it's ruined Oakland, and how it's ruining, you know, San Francisco and L.A. and, I mean, Rodeo Drive, which is a very expensive, very, you know, lucrative area up there, having to shut down stores because of what's going on in our streets. But it takes, it steps over the line when somebody comes in with a gun. So,
it does. It's gut-wrenching, heartbreaking.
Have you got it, you know, somebody, you know, tell you afterwards what an impact that had, or, you know, has it led to people being safe? I know it leads to people being safer, but, you know, that after they had the seminar that they instituted these procedures?
Oh, sir, I read an article the other day, two articles, that 80% of churches are now putting something into place. When I started this in May of 2009, I never dreamed I'd still be doing this 15 years later. I'm old, I'm tired, I'm worn out. I love all your commercials, by the way. I got elected to my city council about a year ago, so I'm into all that too. I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm worn out. I buried my daughter a few months ago. She died in my arms. I grieve, my heart is broke, but you know, when you're a believer, you don't get to decide what you want to do with your life.
And this is what I was told to do. I was married in the church where 15 were shot and 5 killed. And I saw the effects of that. We made a movie about it. One of the men in the movie killed himself 30 years later because he could not get over it.
Oh, my God.
But I hear from people all the time. When I read that 80% of churches now are looking at stuff, I know I had something to do with that. And other great people out there. I only knew two or three people doing this. And, you know, back when I started in 09, and like I said, I never fought. Here I am now, 40 states later, an old man, tired, worn out, and exhausted. But it's worth it because, you know, we tell people in the Bible, they're always stunned when we quote Psalms 11:5. The Lord hates the man who loves violence. Violence does something to you. You can get flipped off when you're driving along, but if you get shot at, that traumatizes you. And it violence, you know, Carl, you may remember the shooting of the Dallas police officers back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I was at that protest. I went as a spectator, and I remember telling myself, I was downtown, there was 1,000 people there screaming, hollering, cursing the police, and I remember saying to myself at 10 minutes till 8, I said, there's too much anger here. There's fixing to be a shooting. A crazy thought. I don't know where it came from. And that old boy was 500 yards behind me. Within the hour, he had shot 9 cops and killed 5 more. And the anger, and this is what's building in our country. We have so many angry people. We want to throw all of this money toward mental health, but probably only 3 out of 10 research that I have read has anything to do with people shooting that are mentally disturbed. What we have is just a bunch of people who are hateful and spiteful and vengeful, and they want to make you pay. You know, like the San Bernardino, if you remember that shooting where the husband and wife came back, they were mad at him and shot and killed 13 people. The man in Sutherland Springs had shot 46 in his church and killed 26. He was angry at his mother-in-law. And that's why when Jesus did the Sermon on the Mount, the first thing he addressed was murder. He said, you heard it said, you shall not murder, but I say unto you, if you are angry with your brother, you're in danger. And anger always precedes violence. This girl who shot up Joel, or tried to shoot up people at Joel Osteen's church, she had a gun, and on that gun there was a sticker that said Palestine.
Yeah.
You know, she had her husband had Jewish, you know, blood in him and Jewish relatives and what have you, and she's mad, and that's a whole other reason people are getting mad. And, you know, gee, I remember getting angry a lot as a kid, but I never thought I'd go grab a gun and shoot anybody. But people are crossing that line quicker. And
yeah,
the population is building. I mean, people, this is nothing new. I mean, the first school shooting was in 1764, where a teacher and 10 students were killed. We've had them every decade. But we need church people to wake up and realize, we always tell them this, Carl, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 17, Jesus said, be on your guard against men. That's military language. Be on your guard against men. They will harm you in the house of worship. He has told us. He has warned us. And these are not people killing because they're persecuting. Only 9% of these deaths are because of the faith. They're killing because they're angry. They're usually domestic related. Somebody's mad. They don't care what you believe. Sometimes the killer belonged to that church. I've got stories like that.
Yeah.
And Carl, 65% of this violence occurs at churches during the week.
You told me the story about a pastor being beaten to death with a guitar.
Yeah, I'm 15 minutes from where a pastor was attacked in his church, beaten to death with a guitar. I'm 3 hours away from where Carol Daniels was attacked in her church. He mutilated her to death with a knife, laid her in a crucified position, and set her hair on fire. And they never caught that killer. And I'm down the street from where a relative of Dr. James Dobson, you've heard of him, Focus on the Family.
Mm-hmm.
He had a relative, 28-year-old Clint Dobson, attacked in his church. I mean, this is a walking distance from my house. And they put a bag over his head and smothered him to death and stole his belongings. And when the guy got to jail not too long after that, that killer killed somebody in the jail. And
yeah,
these people will hurt you, and we're just trying to help the churches. Please, wake up. Don't let your religion dumb you down. Don't give your heart to Jesus and throw your mind in the dumpster. Think about these things. You can get hurt. But there are ways to stop it. We can stop this stuff. So I implore the people of Redding and Anderson, come be with us next Tuesday night, sheepdogseminars.com. I think it's like $25 is all.
Yeah, it's $25. It's 6 p.m. to 9:30. It's not just church. It's businesses and all. And, Jim, we have to run. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir. What a privilege.
I think I can make some time to get there just to hear what's going on. So next Tuesday, Anderson VFW starts at 6. It's $25. It may be the best $25 you spent. Okay.
SheepDogSeminars.com. Thank
all right.
you, sir.
Thank you. God bless. All right. Tomorrow, House Realty joins us, and we'll be talking about what's going on in the real estate market. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Down. Gonna stand. Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.